This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. California ranks just 25th among the 50 states in the speed of our internet connections, according to a recent study prepared by the Communication Workers of America. Largely urban Rhode Island has the fastest downloads, and broadly rural Alaska is the slowest. Debbie Goldman, a policy analyst for the union, says California is a combination of both.
You have rural areas and you have urban areas. There are areas where the networks are really being upgraded and people can get very fast speed. And then you've got areas, I think there are 1.5 million people who still only can get dial-up.
Parts of Sonoma County lie at either end of that spectrum, adds Dane Jasper, co-founder and CEO of the Santa Rosa-based internet service provider Sonic.net. But overall, he says, we're pretty well connected. Though, if you look a little deeper, this county is, like many areas, still working on both availability issues and what has been dubbed the digital divide.
Divide issues are primarily around economics and education, the ability to afford broadband internet access, and the training and knowledge to effectively use it. Availability issues center around the reach of the technologies that are available today. Where does cable and DSL and wireless and satellite internet fit in? And certainly availability has been expanding a lot. And in particular with satellite offerings, availability reaches out even into the woods and the coastal regions.
As internet access becomes increasingly available, and for many users essential, providers are wrestling with the economics of that growing usage. Jasper says the old established pricing model is now being questioned, and in some instances, changed.
Today, what we see, and what has been the model for a decade, has been priced based on speed. You have low-speed, entry-level products that are the least expensive, and sort of power user, very high-speed products that are the most expensive, and that has been the norm for about a decade. Moving to a consumption or capped model, which many cable companies and some DSL providers have been stepping towards, instead creates penalties based on how many gigabytes per month a consumer downloads.
But consumers are wary of that model, and Jasper says his company has no plans to move in that direction. Regardless of how it is priced, CWA's Goldman says raising connection speeds for businesses throughout the country should be a national concern.
Regardless of whether you're first, like Rhode Island, or last, like Alaska, or in the middle, like California, we're very far behind in our internet connection speed from what they get in the rest of the world. This really is about keeping competitive in the global economy. It's about making improvements and cost efficiencies in our health care. It's about distance learning. It's about possibilities and opportunities for our children.
California's average download speed is just under 2.5 megabits per second, compared to 6.8 in Rhode Island. But the CWA says the average in France is 17 megabits per second, while Japan's average is a blazing 63 MPS. If you're curious about the speed of your own internet connection, there's a free online test available. You'll find the link on the North Bay Report website at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.